This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
We need you now. One generous Marketplace fan, Dr. Joe Rush from Florida, is offering to match the next $50,000 in donations to Marketplace. And every single gift gets us closer to a critically important May fundraising goal. Give right now and double your impact thanks to this generous match. Go to marketplace.org/donate. With Hollywood performers set to get back to work, movie theaters could still have a tough few months ahead. I'm David Brancaccio. With tentative deal between the SAG-AFTRA union, studios, and producers, the strike that started in July has ended. But there's a supply chain here, and at one far end is the movie theater, Marketplace's Henry Epp reports.
Tim Handren is CEO of Santikos Entertainment, a chain of movie theaters in San Antonio, Texas. He's been warily watching a snag in his supply chain, but he says,
there's now a foreseeable end to the disruption in the supply chain that's been going on for the last 6 months.
The supply is new movies coming to theaters. Production has been paused for most films, and some releases have already been pushed back months, like the sequel to Dune, says Matthew Bellany, who covers the industry for Puck News.
Dune was supposed to come out last weekend and make a bunch of money. It didn't, and it was one of the lowest grossing weekends of the year.
And he says, since studios are scrambling to restart productions, there could be more disappointing weekends ahead. Still, Tim Handren in San Antonio is optimistic. He says the success of movies like Barbie this past summer showed audiences do want to come back to theaters.
When there's content that's coming out, people are flocking to the movie theaters, as they always have.
The question is, will there be enough content to keep that going? I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.
The FDA has approved an extra shot to help people lose weight. Eli Lilly's Zepbound, sold under the Mounjaro name when used to treat diabetes. It's new competition for the wildly popular shot from Novo Nordisk called Wegovy. While these drugs can quickly help people lose pounds, it's not yet clear how much they will add in the short term or possibly subtract in the long run to healthcare costs. Here's Marketplace's Kimberly Adams.
Obesity in this country is common and expensive. John Cawley is a professor of economics and public policy at Cornell University and says almost 42% of Americans are obese.
The medical care costs of obesity are about $289 billion just among adults and another $16 billion among youth per year.
Cawley says for now, many people taking these new weight loss drugs are just paying cash, so it's not showing up much in insurance premiums. But that will likely change as more doctors and insurance companies start treating obesity as a disease rather than a lifestyle choice. But, says David Rind, chief medical officer for the Institute for Clinical and Economic Review,
when you have a fairly expensive drug that is appropriate for a condition that 40% of the adults in the U.S. have, and many of that 40% of adults are interested in taking, you're talking enormous numbers of dollars.
These drugs list for upwards of $1,000 a month, and even if insurance companies negotiate those rates down, and there are rebates when insurance companies, private or government, do cover it,
that money comes from somewhere, either through higher taxes and higher premiums, or you're shifting it from other things that need money too.
For now, it's too early to tell exactly what these weight loss drugs will mean for overall healthcare costs. But researchers see a significant upside in the long run, like reduced rates of heart disease and diabetes, which are also expensive to treat. Allison Sexton Ward is a research scientist at the Schaefer Center at the University of Southern California.
With treatment of obesity, you'll see a reduction in a lot of the costs. And as more drugs come to market, that will continue to drive down the price.
Eli Lilly's drug is priced about 21% lower than Novo Nordisk's, so that price competition is already getting started. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
We need you now. One generous Marketplace fan, Dr. Joe Rush from Florida, is offering to match the next $50,000 in donations to Marketplace. And every single gift gets us closer to a critically important May fundraising goal. Give right now and double your impact thanks to this generous match. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
This year marks half a century since the revolutionary arcade game Pong got a wide release to bars and arcades. We note that there are moments in history when arcade games, pinball, and the like, were outlawed in some cities and states. And there's enduring interest for playing the oldies, which is at the heart of the business model for a fellow in California who turned his teenage passions into a flourishing enterprise.
Hi, I'm Gene Lewin. I'm the owner of Vintage Arcade Superstore in Glendale, California. I remember the first day I went to riding my bike with a friend, and he said, "Do you want to play pinball?" And I had only seen it in other states because it was illegal in Los Angeles, where I grew up, and played it, and I won a replay. I was hooked. That was in 72. So after that, arcades started springing up everywhere, and I went to all of them, rode my bike. This arcade was going out of business, selling all their games. I gave them a deposit. I went home to tell my parents on buying a pinball machine. And then I started tinkering with it. I met a guy that knew something about it and started showing me stuff. And when I realized maybe I can actually do this, that's all I wanted to do. I first put my pinball machine in a billiard place that I used to play games at. None of their games worked right, and mine was perfect. But made more money than the others. Then I talked to him in a second game and a third game, eventually put all of my games in and take the other guys out, talked him into taking over the whole place. That was in 76 and 77. Then I opened my first arcade in 1980, and I ran arcades all the way to 1998. And there's big pinball tournaments, too, that I like to go to. So I won the vintage tournament. They have vintage or classic, they call it, and then modern. So the funny thing about the vintage tournaments is I'm playing on games that I played when I was a teenager, and a lot of the guys I'm playing against weren't born yet.
Entrepreneur Gene Lewin at Vintage Arcade in Glendale, California. That story comes to us from the team at Marketplace's Million Bazillion, our podcast about money for kids. I'm David Brancaccio with our morning report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.